everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Holy is the Lord, worthy to be praised. Holy is the Lord, almighty, almighty. Magnify His name, glorify the King.
Come, let us praise the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Our Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today, praising your name. And thanking you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. We are sinners, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, not through anything that we could do, Lord. Your word says that all of our good acts, all of our righteous acts, are as filthy rags as far as salvation is concerned. We are saved for those good works. We are saved to be your representatives, Lord. We are saved and empowered by your Holy Spirit to show forth the attributes of you in the fruit of the Spirit. But Father, we know that our salvation comes because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He took in his body the pain, the suffering, and the penalty for our sins, so that we may stand in your presence today worshiping you and praising your holy name because of what Christ has already done for us. Father, we accept that free gift of salvation by faith, and we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit motivates us to live lives that are pleasing to you. Father, I pray for those that may be listening today that have never once accepted that free gift. They've tried to work their way into your presence by being good. While that is commendable, it is ineffective, Lord. It will not gain them one inch of salvation. There is a gulf that is between us, Lord, and that gulf is only bridged by the cross, not by our works. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can accept this free gift of salvation. And thank you for living in our lives and granting us access to your throne today through the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, our Lord, and our coming King. Father, I pray for those that are worshiping with us today. May they feel your Spirit, and if they have never accepted your Son as their own personal Lord and Savior, may they do that today. They may believe in Jesus, but Father, may they believe on him today, and may he become the Lord of their lives. Accept our praise and our adoration and our worship as we love you and express our love and worship today here on A Call to Worship. And Heavenly Father, I love you, I need you, I praise you with my thoughts, with my words, and with all my mind, O Lord, I praise you.
Oh, this simple little chorus together. I love you. Let's sing, we thank you.
Oh, we thank you. Thank you. We thank
our Lord.
Our Lord.
Today we
thank you. Thank you.
We love you, we thank you, we praise you. You are worthy, dear Lord. Terry McAlmon singing for us and leading in worship today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. You're listening to A Call to Worship. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. We are going to depart for 1 week from the reading of the Psalms. Today we're talking a lot about love, God's love for us, and the love that He has placed in our hearts for Him and for others. And so in just a little bit, I'm going to share with you the love chapter from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. We'll have that for you in just a bit. Today I want to depart from the Psalms for a program and share with you one of the most wonderful chapters in all of the Bible. We refer to it as the love chapter. You know what it is. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from the New International Version. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Child, come in. Yes, Jesus.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In our program today, we've been singing a lot about love. God loves us. We love the Lord. We love others. In fact, all the songs we use today have had love in the title. In fact, we just heard from Michelle King and her rendition of Jesus Loves Me. And coming up a little later in our program today, we're going to share a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley on Love Is. And it goes along with the scripture that we shared earlier on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, called the Love Chapter. This devotional is going to go through many different areas of love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not rude, love is not easily managed. In fact, the greatest thing in the world is love. Love surpasses all those other virtues. Set into scripture like a crown jewel, the 13th chapter of Corinthians simmers with a practical purity of love. Measure your love by these attitudes. When provoked or tempted, review this chapter and think upon its brilliance. If you are to reflect such love, you must put away childish ways. Your goal is maturity in Christ, and the old way of living and thinking is his hindrance. Renew your mind daily with the principles of God's Word so that your emotions, intellect, and will may be greenhouses for the love of God to flourish. We'll be talking more about Love Is a little later on in our broadcast. I just want to say thank you for your letters and for worshiping with us today. You know, your gifts to this ministry keep us on the air, and this is my time to say thank you so much. And if you're listening to this station today, where you are, you could write to that station and say thank you for carrying Call to Worship. And if this is a listener-supported, Christ-centered ministry, your gift to this ministry helps keeping them on the air too. So write to this station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. Now you can send a gift to us too by writing to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find that address on our website at www.calltoworship.us. In fact, if you want to make a gift online, we make that available to you right on our website. And other things on that website today, including the complete playlist for our program today, listing the songs and the artists and album information from where we take the songs. So you can print that out and follow right along. In fact, we also list the scripture that we share. Today we shared with you the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. It's there. So check us out, won't you, at calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this song in the background by the Don Marsh Orchestra as we pick up the song now entitled Oh, Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, and then we'll wind up with My Jesus, I Love Thee.
We
now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Love, Meditations on Knowing and Receiving the Love of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Earlier in our program, we digressed from the reading of the Psalms to share with you that wonderful chapter on love from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And the last verse of that chapter says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Today I want to talk a little bit about what love is. The greatest thing in the world is love. Nothing rivals its power to heal and restore, mend, and make all things new. Love surpasses all other virtues. Set into Scripture like a crown jewel, the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians shimmers with the practical purity of love. Remember what we read earlier? Love is patient. It is never in a rush, never forceful, never demanding. It waits for God's best, whenever and whatever that may be. And it refuses to yield to panic or grasp at temporal solutions. Love is patient. Also, love is kind. It acts in the best interests of others. It overlooks offenses. It is extravagant, giving more than what is asked or needed. And love does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. It waits for God to promote and exalt. It credits Him for the success and acknowledges the contributions of others. And it applauds the gains of another. It does not flaunt or taunt, but bends its knee to humility. Truly, love is kind. Love is not rude. It is polite and courteous to all, even to those who are ill-mannered or ill-tempered. Love is not self-seeking. It does not relentlessly pursue personal perfection, but gives priority to the kingdom of God. Love isn't rude, and we shouldn't be either. Love is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrongs. It is not irritated by the behavior of others, and it refuses to judge, leaving that to God. It does not keep a mental record of offenses. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It meets each day with a cheer and a smile. And it thinks upon good things and is happy in simple obedience to God. Now, love is not easily angered. And love never fails. It lasts. It works for anyone in any circumstance. And it sets you free. It is always the right thing to do. When you choose to exercise the agape love of God, you have chosen God's way. And love is one of the fruit of the Spirit that Paul lists in Galatians. Remember, he said the fruit of the Spirit is love, the first thing mentioned. It is also joy and peace, patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I love those 9 attributes. They are the attributes of God, and they should be our attributes as well. Measure your love by these attributes. Is it patient? Is it kind? Is it rude? Does it get easily angered? Does it fail? When provoked or tempted, reveal this 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians and think on its brilliance. Let its truth light your way. And if you are overwhelmed by the enormity of love, choose one of its features and commit yourself to obedience. Continually turn it over in your mind and heart until it is woven into your spirit. If you reflect such love, you must put away childish ways. That was back in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Your goal is maturity in Christ. And the old way of living and thinking is a hindrance. God has made you a new creature, and love is its main ingredient. We see other religions around the world, and is there any love? No, you don't see much. You see a lot of hate. You see a lot of intolerance. But love, in my opinion, is a main attribute of those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. He said, "People will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another." Renew your mind daily with the principles of God's Word so that your emotions, intellect, and will may be greenhouses for the love of God to flourish. You'll never be more like God than when you love like God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me such a clear description of love and its power. Father, I want these qualities to be real in my life. But I know that only you can make that happen. When I walk in love, I am wonderfully free, and I believe that is how you want me to be. Thank you, Father, for that great love that you have placed in our hearts when we have accepted your Son as our Lord and Savior.
A young, poor carpenter was tortured and killed one day, nearly 2,000 years ago, in a land that was, and still is, known for hatred and war. His death was just another violent incident in a land known for its violence. How is it that millions of people have based their deepest faith on what happened to him just outside Jerusalem, on a dusty rock pile called Calvary? Why have they surrendered their very existence to this man called Jesus? Why have I become a Christian? Because I am convinced this was God's Son, driven up that hill not by the lashes of whips or the kicks of soldiers' boots, but he was driven by his love. Love for people he'd never even seen. People not yet born, people like you and me, whose sins cry out either for pitiless judgment or for his all-forgiving love. What Jesus did that day has given me the opportunity to run to him, run from myself and into his arms, into his endless forgiveness made possible by Calvary's love.
Eternal God, merciful God, Almighty God, who used his words to lay down the foundations of the earth, who said,
give praise to God.
Praise Him for His mercy. Praise Him for His love. Praise Him for His everlasting love. Music there by the Greg Nelson Singers, The Language of Jesus is Love. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial ministry of Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you missed that address, you can go to our website and find it right there at www.calltoworship.us. And by the way, you can also make your contribution right online, safe and secure. Think about it and help us out. www.calltoworship.us. And I want to remind you that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now we're going to wind up Call to Worship with a little chorus, one that I know you're aware of, Oh, How He Loves You and Me. This will be done for us by the Don Marsh Singers. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.